Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
We are back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, my brother, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I feel good today. I feel revived. There is new life in the Delaware Valley. Shout out to the Detroit Lions for smacking the Cowboys last night. I can't wait to get into that even more. Jackie Baseball, hope you got some good news today. Holla at your boy.
You know what? It's just good to see my two favorite people in the world.
That sounds like crap.
Yeah. Nah, you know, it's just like every time we hit the 2 o'clock hits,
yep.
We're about to cook up something.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's good.
About to cook up a little magic.
Oh, man, you know what?
What?
It was a testy meeting. It was a testy meeting.
No,
yeah,
it was not.
There's going to be some fireworks on today's show.
Not a testy. It is a Football Friday. Yes. Elliot Shoreparks joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is at 3:30. Jaws joins us at 4. We figure out who the belt is going to. We probably should have thought of that during that meeting.
I know who it's going to. Don't you worry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Tommy down the shore. Yeah, it's a big Football Friday. Big Football Friday. So, Ike, I'm actually, instead of offering you my opinion first, I'm going to set this up, and I'm going to ask you what you think.
Ah, well, isn't that nice of you?
Well, it's been a lot of me this week, and I quite frankly have had enough of me this week. So,
you and everyone else.
Yeah, well, I can tell. So after the loss against the Cowboys, I remember sitting at Chickies and Pete's, and I just said, this team is cooked. Mm-hmm. And then after the loss to the Chicago Bears, I sat at Chickies and Pete's, and I'm like, this team is cooked. Mm-hmm. And here we are with a Monday night game against the Chargers, a game they have to have, really. The offense has looked terrible most of the year. The defense on Friday looked worse than they had all year. Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter is out for a few weeks, it seems, with the two shoulder things. So I ask you, like, are they just cooked, or do you think they have one run left in them? Because I think that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
Are they cooked?
No, listen, and quite frankly, I'm the right person to come to for this.
I know.
They aren't cooked yet. They are not cooked yet. I'm still holding out hope. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have a we're going to the Super Bowl guarantee feeling in me. I just don't feel like they – I don't feel like the book has been closed on this season yet. And they still have plenty of opportunity to turn this thing around. So let me see if I can bring this to 2018.
Okay.
2018.
Yes.
Struggling season.
Oh, yeah, we're 5-8, right?
Yes, yep. I can't remember what the record was. But struggling season, and it certainly didn't appear. It didn't even look like we were going to make the playoffs.
Right. That's when they sat Carson
down. After losing to Dallas. Yep. After we lost to Dallas, Carson sits. Nick comes in. The magic is rekindled. I'm not saying we're going to do that when replacing a quarterback or anything. What I am saying is that this is still a championship team with DNA championship, right? They're not that far removed from hoisting that trophy. There are a lot of players that are still on this roster that knows what that feels like. And I just feel like they need to get out of their own way, get a little bit of positive reinforcement, meaning see some success out there on the field. And then at some point, it's going to click to them that, oh, this is why we're doing this. This is why this is our main objective, is to go out there and to defend our championship. That's one part of it. Here's the second part of it. as good as the Rams have looked, I think they're the best team. They've earned that. They played the most consistently. The other teams in the rest of the conference doesn't put a fear. It doesn't strike fear in me.
Sure. Yep.
So it's not that the Eagles can flip a switch and just win, but if they can get a little momentum going, it's not like they need a miracle to beat these teams. We've seen them beat some of the best teams, Detroit, Green Bay, in consecutive weeks without playing their best football.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can at least get it going, if they get to the playoffs, it's a whole new season. And I think some strange way, that's sort of what they're waiting on.
They're waiting to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, when that postseason.
That's a dangerous game.
It is. Okay. It is. And it's almost like you're taking it for granted.
Yes.
That's what I believe they've done to this point. But over this next month, it's going to hit, hopefully it hits this weekend going into Monday, that we have an actual title to defend. Let's go defend our title. There has to be some pride still left in there in being a champion. I think that's going to set in and kick in at some point, and we'll see. I still believe to this point, Rams-Eagles NFC Championship game. Just a matter of whether it's in L.A. or it's here.
215-592-9494.
Either way, it's going to be an Eagles home game, so it really doesn't matter.
Yes, even in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah, and nicer weather, actually.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Are the 2025 Eagles cooked, or do they have one run left in them? So as you're saying that, I think I've figured out how this season's going to go and the team that I am likening them to. So you talked about the 2018 Eagles. You talked about last year's Eagles. They actually a little bit remind me of the 2024 Phillies. And what happened with the 2024 Phillies is in the middle of the year, they had built up this. Now, they played better at the beginning of the year than this Eagles team did. But they had built up this lead that for the rest of the season, even though they played middling baseball for the rest of the year, we just kept pointing at the record. Even though we knew
best team in baseball,
best team in baseball. Even and no other team's really that good. In the the Mets going to beat us, all that sort of stuff. And we did it until the end of the year, and they didn't collapse completely. That Phillies team, they played below 500 baseball for 3 months or whatever. But they just kept going back and forth, and they never really gave us a chance to believe. And then we all went in that series against the Mets, and they thought they could turn it on. They thought they could flip the switch. We hoped they could flip the switch. But deep in our gut, we knew it just wasn't there. So I guess what I sort of feel with this Eagles team is I don't think they're good. I don't think it's 23. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to crumble. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think they have it. And I understand. I agree with you. I don't think anyone in the NFC, even including the Rams, who are a very good football team, nobody's scary. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no team that we couldn't beat, especially at home. But also, there's no team that we couldn't lose to. is sort of the same. So that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling some 2024 Phillies vibes with this Eagles team. We do have a next question today for some fun. In 1973, the debut album for Paul McCartney and Wings came out.
The Wings.
Mm. It is Wings. It's Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. And it's not The Wings. It's just Wings.
Okay.
It's not The Wings. It's Paul McCartney and Wings. In any case.
Still sounds wrong.
Well, that's what they're called. I don't know what to tell you.
I think they would have done better if he went by Paul McCartney and The Wings.
Like, it's not The Philadelphia Union. It's just Philadelphia Union.
It is The Philadelphia Phillies.
I guess.
It's not really, but you get the point. It's not the Ohio State University.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's really just Ohio State University.
In any case.
Okay.
Next question is about somebody, or in this case, it was somebody. It was Paul McCartney after the Beatles had a second act. Mm-hmm. So for next question today, we'll get your sports point. Ask you for somebody who had a second act. I would say a good second act. Jack, who had a good second act?
Taking a big one off the board early. I'm sure everyone's thinking about it in their cars right now.
Yeah.
What you got?
Spike Askin.
Wow.
Did I have a second? Wow.
Well,
how about that?
Program director.
How about that?
Into hosting this show.
Yeah, that is second act.
It's a strong second act.
Yes.
Yeah. Strong second act.
Thank you.
How about that?
Yeah, look at that.
Well, when I look back, it's actually like fifth act, I think.
We're all aware.
Yeah.
But no one remembers your digital age.
That's fair. That's fair. Or the music
stuff. Or the fact you were in a band.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Or old tubby.
Wow. Or fat. Yes, you could go second act that way as well. Wow. I don't think I've ever been an answer. Next question.
How
thank you,
Chad. That's pretty good.
Ike, someone with a good second act.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Is it a good second act? Or
it could just be second act. Notable. How about we go with notable second act?
I like the notable second act.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Terminator, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He became governor of California.
Yes. I don't know how good of a governor he was out there, but
I think he was pretty well liked.
he was out there, yeah.
Yeah, I think the last Republican governor of California was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
He and Maria Shriver.
Yeah, really?
they were having dinner at a place that we were having dinner as well.
What year?
What was that, 98? I was over there for the Hula Bowl, All-Star College Football game.
Oh, so 98, he was still.
Oh, yeah, he was still. And I did the whole fanboy thing.
Oh, yeah? Was he cool?
He was gracious.
Good enough.
Yes, he was cool gracious. Enough. Allowed me to take a picture.
Okay, that's good enough.
Don't have the picture. It was one of those disposable cameras.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I did with the picture, though.
You can't whip the old iPhone out.
No, that wasn't the iPhone there. No, yeah. That was the, you remember the old Kodak disposable
ones?
Yep, that was one of those cameras. You had to wind it.
Your second act actually takes a little bit of the air out of my second act because I picked Jesse Ventura. Now, Jesse the Body actually had 3 acts. There was Jesse Ventura wrestler, then Jesse Ventura actor, and then finally Jesse Ventura governor.
But
I was combining wrestler and actor into one and governor. So he ended up being the governor of Minnesota. So that is second. All right. So
man, he was on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Now, he was probably cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He was coming through when we went there. The Eagles win the Super Bowl out there.
Yeah,
he
Minneapolis.
Came through.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's Jesse the Body.
Yes.
I don't know how old he is. How old is Jesse the Body?
He's got to be mid-70s.
70s, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. The 2025 Eagles, are they cooked?
74.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Are they cooked or do they have one run left in them? And next question, they give us someone who had a notable second act.
Come on, man. We got a run left in us.
215-592-9494. Jack, would you mind putting on Corey in that mic?
Yeah, let me talk to the team.
There we go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Nah, we ain't cooked. We ain't them dried up Thanksgiving birds that everybody just threw away. You know what I'm saying? Coming on, we ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to
him. I'm king of analogies. You know, my analogies ain't doing good this year. You know, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not good this year. Yep.
Look, king of the North. Ah, the Bears beat us, y'all.
Yep.
Still 3-1, though. Still 3-1.
Look, this analogy I'm going to bring out now. Hey, yo, we Michael Myers. See, Mike, you got to chill us, Michael, because we're going to keep coming back. Y'all better put us down, but we're going to keep coming back. So the Chargers, you got opportunity on Sunday. The put that knife cut off Michael Myers' head. Because how many Michael Myers movies are there, Spike? I know you know, like 10, 11. You know why? Because you can't kill him. You can't kill him.
I think there's
you
seven.
You can't kill Michael Myers, and that's who we are. You know what I'm saying? We bringing it. So y'all better put it down, because if not, y'all want us to sneak in. The Rams? I'm not listening. They gonna have to beat me. What's the Rams' record versus Hurst and Sirianni? Elliot told y'all, what's their record? Over? You gonna have to beat me before I'm gonna believe y'all gonna beat us. Green Bay Filet, y'all know what it is when y'all see us. Y'all the cook team. We put y'all on the grill. Lions, y'all not even gonna make the playoffs. Thank you for last night, but we back rooting against y'all. Go ahead, go home. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for all the injuries, but you know, maybe next year. Who else? Seattle?
Sam
Darnold, come on now. Because the one thing about the Eagles is that when there's something, remember last year, we couldn't beat Russell Wilson. We did it. We ain't winning, you know, New Orleans. We did it. Listen, Seattle, you got to come to the link. It's over. Sam Darnold, that's like walking into the graveyard. Michael Myers' house, like H2O, Halloween H2O. You going to come into our house? It's over. I ain't afraid of none of these teams. So all I'm going to say is we Michael Myers. Chargers, y'all better tell us, because if y'all let us figure it out, it's over for you. It's over for you. Mm. And, I'm gonna do a short today.
Yeah.
Shout out, Brotherhood, Chris Haynes Jr., welcome to the team. It is the Ohio State University, Jack. Don't be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? we about to win the Big Ten tomorrow. Okay. You know,
all right. Play the music.
Shut up.
Let me get my person.
Yeah, who had a notable second act?
Second act, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He went from, you know, The Rock with the silk to Versace to the movies.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and he was a college football player.
He was, University of Miami.
Miami, yeah.
The movie he was in this year kind of sucked. I was really excited for it, and I thought it kind of sucked. The Smashing Machine.
Bro, I think only, I could be wrong, but I think Jumanji, the new one he made, the one he made with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
It might be the only movie I've seen with The Rock in it. I'm not a big fan.
So I like San Andreas. I like that one.
Oh yeah, that was.
It's about the earthquake or
yeah,
whatever.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
not a Fast and Furious movie.
Is it? No, it's not. San Andreas? No,
yeah,
no. No, it is not. It's the one with Alexander Daddario, who she ranks very high. But yeah. He was yes. Well, yeah. Google that.
Hey, what is his big movie?
The Rock.
Yeah.
Well, he had a bunch of them, didn't he? No?
Oh, he has movies. I just don't know if they're... I'm not a big
like,
fan
of that.
Like, what's his big movie?
Is it a part of the Fast and Furious movies? San Andreas
well,
probably...
Well, they were already established.
He joined at number six.
Yeah, they were already
in the Fast and Furious movies.
It's Paul Walker, man. I think he's
like
box Tooth Fairy?
Office.
Yeah, see? The Tooth Fairy, I don't need that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Moana?
Moana was enormous, but it was a cartoon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I didn't see that either. Is that the Indian cartoon or Native American?
Native American
yes,
cartoon.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's all good. Yeah. Corey said something. Oh, about Halloweens. He said how many Halloweens are. The problem with Halloween is that there are like reboots of Halloween. So I don't know how many Halloweens there are because they're the ones that started over again. I think in the original, like.
You got the three, right? Three or four?
No, there's. Six, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. Marty in Deptford, you're on WIP. What's up, Marty?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, brother?
What up, Marty?
I'm following up, actually, on what was going on with Hugh Douglas and those guys. And they were talking about the Eagles. Are they cooked? I don't think so. I think they can go 4-0 easily. And I think the solution to this problem is on the team. And it's something that they did not address at all during the Dallas game. Dallas game came down to that last drive. I think it was 3rd and 3 when they passed the ball. They should have run the ball and passed it.
Yeah.
They should have run the ball there, and they didn't have any faith in Barkley. They should have put in Bixby. And if they want to win the next set of games, which I think they can do easily if they run the ball 35 times, at least 15 of those carries go to Bixby.
There's no chance.
Because it seems like when he gets
Marty, I'm just trying to I want to prepare you because I care about you. Your afternoon show list. I care about you. I want you to have a happy rest of the Eagles season. If what you're expecting is 15 carries for Tank Bigsby, he ain't going to get 15 carries the whole year. Unless Saquon gets hurt.
Yeah, he might not get 15 carries the next 5 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The rest of the year, he's not going to. He had zero carries. He had zero carries on Friday.
Yeah. My follow-up to that would be the best worst thing that could happen to this team.
Don't say
would
it.
Be if
Don't.
Barkley rang his bell and was out for a game. And they see what he could do, because Barkley isn't doing it this year, and I love him. He got me a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I love the guy, but he's not doing it, and the running game isn't doing it. And if you put in there, if you can break four big plays, which gives you four more first downs, or, you know, third down conversions that they had in the last, in the Dallas game, they win that game without a problem. And that's what they need. They need somebody who's going to get in there, because, as always, the running game is going to open up the passing game. And that's going to change the whole complex of this team.
Marty,
and
I'm telling you, man.
They can get them to win.
There's just no possible way it's going to happen.
Saquon's not going to let that happen.
Yeah, there's just no chance.
I'm not telling you what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to prepare you.
What has to happen.
Yeah. I'm sure Tank Bigsby is a good enough running back. But just remember, the Jacksonville Jaguars had him third on their depth chart. You know, like, do I think if they gave Tank the ball 15 times, all of a sudden we're going to see this huge? I think a little change of pace. I always wanted to see more.
I'm just trying to get 5 to 8 carries.
I always wanted to see more Kenny G last year. We never even got that. So, Marty, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there is absolutely, positively no chance Tank Bigsby is going to get 15 carries.
Well, I would
not if Saquon is healthy.
No.
He would have to be injured in order to get 15
Saquon
carries.
Didn't even get 15 carries on Friday.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, they're going to have to have – here's the other thing, Marty. For two backs, for you to run the ball 35 times, you're going to have 65 plays, 70 plays.
Easily.
And they only
ran. What did they do against the Giants?
Well, they only had 53 plays on Friday.
Right.
That means you're going to have to first downs. You're going to have to. They haven't done that all year. They haven't converted all year. Marty, give us somebody who had a great second act.
John Fogerty.
What was his second act? I just know he's a musician.
His solo act after Creedence. He was with Creedence and he disappeared for 30 years.
Okay.
Came back with his solo act.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Marty.
All right.
All right, Marty. I don't really... I guess that's a...
Well,
I guess
you
that's
don't
a
know
second
it.
Act.
I definitely don't know
well,
it.
Well, I just... I guess I didn't think of it as a second act, but I guess a solo after leaving Creedence Clearwater Revival is a second
if you were
act.
If you were in a group, because there's a few singers that were in a group and then became solo acts.
Yes.
A million.
Yes.
A million.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, there's no... I'm sure Tank.
Not happening.
It's
not happening.
There's no way. If this season's gonna go kaput, it's gonna go kaput with the players that they have out there.
Yeah.
They're not gonna.
Yeah.
They're not gonna bench Jalen. They're not gonna take Saquon off the field. They're gonna lose with the guys they have.
Well, you know the funny thing is they take him off the field on third downs a lot.
Oh, Saquon. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But they put Shipley.
Yeah. Which I don't understand. Don't we want Saquon on the field on third down?
I don't think they trust him as a receiver.
A receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, I don't think they trust him as a receiver. And he's not a good blocker. So I think they probably trust Shipley a little bit to make
a
block.
He was a good blocker last year.
Was he?
I thought he did.
Walter Carter
said he wasn't a good blocker.
Boomer.
But Boomer said he wasn't. Yeah. But he proved Boomer wrong last year.
Well, he was also a tough runner last year. He was also a lot of other things last year that haven't translated to this year after they gave him $40 million.
And he hung out with Timothy Chalamet. What was going on?
Earned as a thank you. Correct. You're right. Thank you for clearing that up. But if we can get back to running people over, hitting the hole,
would be nice.
That'd be awesome.
He did have a fun offseason, though.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure he had a great time.
Yes.
He actually enjoyed the Super Bowl.
He did.
Which was nice.
He is the one guy who gets a pass.
Well, as you learned last night on Fritz at 6, we're ready to give the whole team a pass.
Oh, yeah, we heard that nonsense on the way home. Yeah.
We'll find out from Fritz whether...
Good try by you, though. Good try.
People didn't agree.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll find out if Fritz thinks the 2025 Eagles are cooked. And we'll talk a little bit about what happened last night in Detroit. The Cowboys lose to the Lions. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's cold out, which means it's holiday time, which means gift buying and gift giving. And I know the most important people on your list are not your friends. They're not your family. Nope. They're your pets. You got to get your pets the good holiday presents. And there's only one place that you need to go. That is Dogs and Cats Rule. Because Dogs and Cats Rule has all the gifts you need for your dog, for your cat. You know, you take them out on walks if they're dogs. I don't think you walk your cat. I know some people do, but most people don't. They got coats. They got good-looking coats, fleeces, sweaters, in every size, every color you could possibly imagine. You would get them toys, perhaps, for a Christmas gift. They have that, treats as well. And here's the great thing. You go in there for that. Then you end up talking to their great staff there, and you figure out, are you feeding your pet the right thing? Are there supplements that could help your pet? Because their staff there, thanks to the lead dog, George Perrenti, making sure he's hiring the right people and training them the right way, man, they have every answer. I know you're not used to that, going to a pet store. It's completely different at Dogs and Cats Rule. Have every answer. Take the time to make sure that you are giving your pet the right thing to be healthy and happy. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in PA. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.